Blog Talk Radio.
In a site dedicated to the memory of Joe Arion, who passed away January 1st, and I can't get Joe out of my mind every time I'm on this program. Just miss him, and he was so good to us and ran the show and, you know, got it on and off and all that. Inner Sight, open mic, and oh, did you hear the latest? Mr. Trump is very, very friendly with Mr. Johnson, who's the head guy of England, you know, Boris Johnson, I believe it is. And there was an item on the Reuters press, you know, Reuters goes all over the world, you know, mentioning that they were both going to do their hair up in Strawberry. Yeah. And that they both speak out of turn, you know, and say things that they later on regret or realize maybe they shouldn't have said. Well, you know, President Trump does that all the time. But this fella Johnson from England, he does the same thing. And it went on to say how they are both celebrity types. Well, you see, that's why Mr. Trump speaks like that, because you know how those celebrities are every once in a while when they need a shot for their career. They'll say something weird and stupid, and all the tabloids will pick it up. Well, same thing with Mr. Trump. He makes it so you cannot forget who he is. All right, so that's the political note on open mic, the Inner Sight. And by the way, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650, and we'll try to take your phone calls if we can get the line set up. All right. Around the world, Inner Sight, and I got to tell you, got a phone call today from Massachusetts, and a woman who is in the nursing home. She's been in there for 7 years, 9 years, I forget which, a lot of years. Railroaded by her family, by the way. And I've said it right in the beginning. I said, you know, the only reason she's in the nursing home is because she's disabled. You know? And that's what they like to do with a lot of disabled people, especially the family, especially where there's money involved. And it's the case with this individual. And you've heard Marlene on the show before. And so she's been getting physical therapy now. Yours truly has been urging her to do that for a couple of years now. And I'm very happy that it's starting to happen. And for the first time, she called me and told me she's able to move her legs on her own. Now, that's a major breakthrough. That's a wonderful, cool thing. And that's going to go a long way to help her get out of that nursing home. So, Marlene, if you're listening, keep doing what you're doing. You know, show them. We're going to show them all. All right. Inner Sight. And, you know, we believe in angels and things like that, miracles. Yeah. As a matter of fact, my dog is an angel. I truly believe that. Stands between me and life and death every day. Round the world, open mic, Inner Sight. You can talk about anything you want up here. Keep it clean. Otherwise, we'll have to boot you off. Turn down your radio, television, internet, computer, and all that stuff. And try to keep the room quiet if you're calling in, you know, and you want to be recognized to speak. All right. Around the world, in a site, open mic, and we welcome people all around the world who listen to our show. Let's see, last count, we had 83,400 and some odd people. I forget the small number, but 83,400 plus all over the earth. And how many countries we go to, I got to find out about that. How many countries pick us up? Very interesting to have a show that can be picked up anywhere in the world. Well, looks like the heat broke. You know, it's pretty much cooler today. It has been the last couple of days, and I got some calls from Brooklyn, New York, telling me that the electric company over there actually turned the power off for a while because people were using too much electricity. You know, people don't think about those things. You know, they a lot of people have a tendency to abuse and think that they can just run things and keep running them and never wear them out. Well, it's not true. You got to use a little common sense and be considerate, especially when the mercury is really up there, you know, 100 degrees and all that. So we applaud the electric companies for keeping an eye on that and watching over and, you know, cut it off for a little while and make sure that people have it and comes back on. All right. I remember one time I was in the local coffee place and the lights went out. Oh, people freaked out. Oh, everybody's groaning and moaning. And I was standing at the counter and I said, well, now you know what we go through. You know, a little bit, you know. So people are so used to the conveniences that they have, I'm going to say it in a different way, the rights that they have, you know, but they fail in many, many times to think of the people who don't have those rights, you know, and maybe think of, well, what can I do about it, you know. So occasionally, when they lose those privileges, those things that they take for granted, they may think about those of us who don't have them. But that's not often enough. All right, in a site, open mic around the world. And let's see, brought to you by the Touro Law Center here in Islip, New York. 631-761-7000. Touro, all kinds of legal help over there. You got to call them and find out if they can help you. Touro Law Center. We have another lawyer, civil rights, James Bahamonde. Bahamonde, James. 631-783-9662. I want to say hello to my friend Alice at her group that helps people, Helping Hand. And I'll have to dig up that number, but you might be able to, you could find that on the internet, I'm sure, helpinghand.com. All right. Inner Sight, open mic, all the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them, take care of them, cherish them. And don't forget Corey Foster and Avanti Oquindo, the two kids who lost their lives because the system didn't protect them and watch over them. And all the others included in that number. All right, we go around the world, inner sight. And remind you about SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. This week is the celebration of the American Disability Act. We're going to have a lot to say about that in the coming couple of days. But it needs to be strengthened. It needs to be given enforcement to protect people a lot more than it does. All right, SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929 on the SILO. Check them out. Around the world. Inner sight. And let's see, what else we got? Nobody Stops on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Give Gary a call if you need dog food, cat food, medical for your animal. Call Gary and tell him what you need, and he should be able to help you. Nobody Starves on Long Island. Another friend of ours. All right. Around the world, open mic. By the way, we're on Channel 20 right now, if you're on Long Island. Channel 20 from 8 to 8:30, if you want to tune it in. Check out Inner Sight in your living room on Channel 20. Around the world, open mic, Inner Sight. And by the way, the Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. That's the Inner Sight number, if you need it. And let's see, we're working on a big news thing that we're trying to bring about, dealing with these nursing homes. People who should not be in them. Many people, thousands, are in nursing homes because they don't have a place to live. So, at the taxpayers' expense, and it's a lot of wasted money in that connection. All right, let's see. Let me turn off my cell phone here. No calls during the show on the cell. Around the world, Inner Sight. Don't forget about my friend at Beccaro's Italian Tavern. 516-798-1555, Beccaro's. Great food over there. The two guys who own it, Tom and Joe. Beautiful people, and we thank them always for donating the facilities to honor the late Joe Arion. We had that on May 21st, which was Arion's actual birthday. So that was pretty cool. Let's see. We go around the world, open mic. And who am I leaving out? Well, we'll hold the Able News for later. Big East Takeda Rescue. .org, the Big East Akita Rescue. Great, great place if you want to adopt an Akita. And, you know, one thing about an Akita, once they know what you want, they're very willing to please. And of course, you got to get the right dog. Not every Akita can do every job like anything else, you know. Same way with people, isn't it? So, Big East, AkitaRescue.org, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady over there. Check out the Big East and tell them we said hello from Inner Sight. All right, let's see. Open mic. We may as well remind you, as we said a minute ago, we're on television channel 20 right now from 8 to 8:30 Tuesday nights. And tomorrow night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock tomorrow night, 1997. And it goes on the Spirit Channel on Channel 3 on the Internet around the world. So check it out through Manhattan Neighborhood Network. And we thank them for televising our program. All right, open mic around the world. You got a lot of people, if you listen to the Reuters or get the Reuters news, a lot of countries harassing each other. South Korea, Russia, China's in on, Japan is protesting. All this kind of, you know, I just get the feeling that every once in a while, they've got all these weapons. Every once in a while, they got to blow them off. Well, let's make sure if this still works, you know. Before this thing gets rusty, we haven't fired it in so long or whatever. One of those kind of things, you know. I believe a lot of that is going on, you know. You got to test the weaponry, you know, and make sure it still works. If I had my way, I'd get rid of all the weaponry. All of it, of course. The danger in that is that some countries will lie to you and hide it and all that stuff, and then you could have a problem. But we could certainly learn to live without weapons of destruction. All right. Inner Sight commentary on open mic. 213-816-1650. Awaiting the arrival of our engineer to see if we can get any phone calls. And you know, anyone out there, we are in need of a regular engineer, volunteer. We don't have the money to pay.
Yes, we are.
There we are.
I'm having trouble getting on.
And there you
Sorry.
Are.
Yes.
All right.
Sorry.
You want to check the board?
Yeah, the board's full. Except for what? Just where one person wants to be heard, and that's Anthony.
All right, so we have one caller who wants
person
to
wants
speak.
To, everybody, yeah, everybody else wants to listen so far.
We have a full board?
Yes, but the rest want to listen. One person wants to speak, which is Anthony.
All right, so let's get Anthony in on Inner Sight Live.
Okay, here we go.
Around the world.
Anthony?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good. How's it going?
Good.
I'm good, good. First, Frank, I wanted to ask you, did they ever get the lights back on in that coffee shop?
Yeah. Yeah, they came back on. This was a couple of weeks ago.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, it was funny how they just went out and then...
They came back on?
Came back.
Yeah.
You know, but people sort of gasped, you know, and freaked out a little bit.
Brailer repair service.
And it wasn't really any, nothing going on with the weather or anything on that day.
That's weird.
it was like a beautiful day, you know. So I don't know what caused it, but you know, you like I always say, you never know what's going to happen next in this world.
No, you don't.
It's so true, you know.
Yeah, I wanted to give you the information for the Braille repair services that I promised that I would give out, but I'm on my mom's cell phone right now and I'm waiting for it to pull up if I could get reception. So I'm going to give you the names and the phone numbers and everything if you'll just bear
all
with
right.
me here. I'm
we also have
see.
Another caller, Frank, who wants to they just went off. they want us to for me to see them, and then they keep going off. I don't know why they keep doing that, but that's by the point.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
Anthony, you have
go ahead.
When you're ready.
Yeah, go
yeah,
ahead.
I'm
go
trying.
Ahead.
I'm trying to find the right list here. Yeah, here it is. 1 second. Okay. Okay. The first one is called Midwest Brailler Repair. And it is in Columbus, Indiana, it looks like. The phone number is area code 317-616-4040. I'm not sure how much they charge. Oh, I think all of them are pretty much around $130. And this is a privately owned business ran by a lady by the name of Karen. Her last name is spelled K-L-E-I-N. S-C-H-I-D-T. And
that's a German
she's in
name.
Yeah, I can't even bother with
that's
the yeah, pronunciation of it. But let me see. Her phone number is area code 978-302-6162. And then the address, I'm not even sure how it's spelled, the street and everything, so you could just call her and ask her. I spoke to her personally, and she just started out. She's very well certified. She's what they call a level 3 technician. She knows how to work on a lot of different brailers, and she charges $130. I know that for sure, unless it's a large part. And then this one, I think, is called Chesapeake Brailler Repair, and it's 410-315-9664, and just there are only a few more. Area code, I'll give you this one, 239-989-6400. Let's see. Okay, let me see.
They all charge the same thing.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I'm trying to see. This is Maxie.
Well, you need a brailler repaired, Frank? Or somebody does?
You know, it's a lot of money.
A lot
right?
of money. There are some of them that charge $40. There's a guy in Brooklyn, New York. He's on the internet. His name is Paul Jackanin. And I don't have his number offhand. You guys can look it up. But let's see. Let's
yeah, to
see.
Spell his name?
Jackanin, J-A-C-K-I-N.
J-A-C-K-I-N?
Yeah.
M or
I
N?
Think
I'm
it's
sorry, I didn't hear you.
N as in Nancy.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, people have to realize that $130 is a lot of money to somebody who's disabled.
Oh,
gets
yeah.
very little money.
Yeah, there's a guy named Richard High in New Jersey, too, that charges only $40. But maybe these resources weren't so good because they're 130, but I was just trying to help out, you know, for those who are looking.
Oh,
and,
no, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Now, what is this? Is this to fix Braille writers?
Yes. They're all private businesses that fix Braille writers, too. But one other thing I wanted to tell you guys about, I mentioned this before a very long time ago when Joe was alive.
Can you turn that thing down?
Yeah, I'm gonna lower that. Well, that's my thing that helps me sleep.
Yeah,
well.
But not
so
now. Not when we're on. Try to keep it off when we're on the air.
Well, that helps me. Sorry.
You gotta get some kind of headset for that, then, or something. You can't have that.
I'm gonna try.
All right, now what were you saying, Anthony?
That's okay. I wanted to tell you one other thing. I mentioned on here years ago when Joe was alive that there was a magazine for the blind. It's on 4-track cassette tape called Newsreel Magazine. They have lots of different articles about cooking and, you know, resources and information and just general interest type things, people who sing and, you know, opinion columns and all types of stuff. You have to subscribe to them, and you can make donations if you want. The phone number is 614-469-0700, and you can record your comment on a voicemail, and then they'll, you know, play it on the air, and
you can
call in if you like and contribute to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's been around for very many years.
Oh, cool.
I used to read a magazine years ago, but I haven't had it for the Ziegler magazine.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's only on the computer. That's not what the Board of Trustees wanted for it, you know, years ago, because a lot of money was left for it, I guess, when Matilda Ziegler was alive. But they moved away from it. I don't know why. And a lot of people were very disappointed because, you know, they used to have nice calendars for them in Braille that they used to send out too, and you know, it was a very informative magazine, and a lot of people were very upset about that.
I know
about the loss of that magazine. So you know, I just thought I'd call in and say hi to you guys tonight. I'm happy to hear about Marlene always looking for new resources to help you guys out, and I hope, you know,
we know.
Yeah, I hope that more people start, you know, donating and contributing to InterSight to keep this show, you know, operational and going, and Folly Night going, and, you know, continue to keep InterSight alive and advocating for people and, you know, things up and running as they should.
All right, well, listen, thanks a lot for the info and for the comments. And,
we
appreciate
it.
All right.
Okay, thank you, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. InterSight.
All right.
Open
we
mic.
We have another caller.
Hold it. Can you hear me talking?
Not very well right now.
Open mic, InterSight, 213-816-1650, and you can talk about whatever you want. InterSight. All right, we have another call.
Yes, give me 1 second.
All right, let's see if we can...
give me 1 second. Lost my page.
We can...
Oh, shoot.
Get another...
All right, we'll get it on.
caller in here.
Yeah,
around the world, open mic, InterSight.
Okay, here we are. Yes, here it is. Okay, 1 second.
Hello.
Mute that. Yes.
Hi.
Hey.
Turn down your radio, television.
Yeah, she's good.
When you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, guys. It's us, Mary and Maureen. How are you?
Yay.
Hey. How you doing?
All right. Hanging in there. Hanging in for that.
Yeah. How is Mary? She's still in the hospital?
How you doing, Russ? She's doing better. She said, yeah, she's still here. They're going to try to do that. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to have her, and she doesn't want to go through that procedure again tomorrow. Her throat hurt last night and today, and it took umpteen bazillion hours for a secret call to be gotten. So I don't know if she's going to go through that again, you know. I don't know.
What kind of procedure is it?
She had to close the hole where the feeding tube was left in by the first nursing home she was in. It was still there, and it leaks stomach toxin from time to time, and there was bleeding around this. It's so raw.
Oh.
Yeah, they were trying to keep it up, but
on her larynx?
No, it's in her, like, esophagus, her stomach and all.
on his office.
Yeah. It goes down there.
Yeah, so her stuff like closing up while they were doing it, so they're gonna try to dilate it. But I don't know. She's 84. She's been through so much. I don't know if she's gonna go through it again.
Why did they? Excuse me. Why did they put that tube in it? What was their reasoning on it?
Well, it was only supposed to be temporary because she got an infection from a urologist, a sepsis infection. It was only supposed to be temporary, but they left it in for years, 5 years.
Oh,
I guess they asked them why.
Obviously.
You know, they had a thing. Yeah, they had a good thing going because I was legally blind, and they were in the ball. And she couldn't go home. She couldn't go home. Then the CNA knocked it out. Then she could go home, but her home was gone. But that's fine, you know. So.
She got an infection. A urinary tract infection?
No, she went to the urologist and he put a catheter in and she bled and that's what led to the infection. So she was never right after that.
They say she needed the catheter.
No, she needed the feeding tube after that because she was practically like in a coma for 6 weeks after that. And that's when they put the feeding tube in, but it was only supposed to be temporary.
I can't help thinking how many of these things are put in people who don't need them, you know, because, and I'll tell you why, because these doctors, and these some of them are such stupid-ass idiots, that they don't believe in any other way of helping people.
That's
what the problem is so many times, you know. There's so many different types of healing and people and healers and ways, you know. And they don't believe in it.
How much I've been through. I just
You and millions of others, and so you know what it comes down to, they put these things in people because they look at it as an extra way to make money.
That's it, exactly.
That's a lot of what this is all about. It's not to help the person. Now look what happened. Now you tell me she's got a hole in her.
Oh, yeah, it's never fully
healed.
And the feeding tube fell out a year and a half ago, and it's still got the hole. It just won't close up.
That's horrible.
That's disgusting. You want to talk to a malpractice lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the hell of
it. Yeah.
See if they'll bring an action.
It's horrible. I have to get legal. Because I don't have money for that either, so I have to get like a.
Well, you don't need money for that. If they take the case, they'll take it
and
they'll get one third if you recover anything.
I went to a lawyer and they said, you know, it was a good case, but they didn't take it. And,
I mean, you have nothing to lose, you know.
That's true.
So, but that's really horrible. And how many people have they done it to?
Probably a lot.
You know,
well,
millions of people all over this country, and you know, they take all your money, you know. Mm-hmm. Then they figure out other ways how they can make money.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
God forbid they should consult another kind of healer who would show them, oh, you don't have to do it this way. Here's another way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't do that.
No.
Nope. That's what's wrong with the system. It's horrible. And then they won't. All the money they take from you, they won't even put up a couple of thousand to help you find an apartment.
That's even worse. I find that to be so atrocious.
And the proof is, they'll only help you find a place where you can go that is just as bad as the nursing home and will continue taking your money, this stupid assisted living, you know?
I'll
tell you, man, this system is really, it's really, you know what it's like? It's Nazi-like. And the people who believe in it are Nazi-like.
And it's a good way.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a legal type of Nazi.
Which is sad.
Nazism.
If you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
That people allow that to happen.
Yeah.
Really? And you know the big mistake that the disabled community is making, I'll tell you what that is. They keep asking the government for more and more and more and more and more money, and with that comes more control.
Oh, that
and is you're giving the government more of an excuse to run your life because they run the money.
That's true.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's why we're in this mess. It should be partnership by the disabled and the agencies and the government.
That's
true.
That's how it should work. The money should be put in our name so we can run our own lives. And until you get that, we will never have our freedom.
Do you know, Frank, today, remember you told me to call the agency for the food stamps, right? So I called. Do you know that worker, she wasn't there, and I'm sitting there, and I'm, you know, I was kind of pissed off. I had to go to the worker. I couldn't go and speak with anybody else. I had to speak with the damn worker.
Well, you can ask for the supervisor.
Well,
you can talk to the supervisor.
I had no clue who the supervisor was. I didn't know who my worker was, let alone if my phone number. No, my phone number directed me to my worker. I'm like, what? I was getting really pissed off at that. Every time I called, my phone number directed me to my damn worker.
Yeah, did you activate the card?
I couldn't.
Why not?
It wouldn't let me. Because it kept directing me to the damn worker.
Oh, so then that means there's something that they have to do.
Right.
To activate the card.
I was pissed. I really, and she wasn't there. And I don't know, I couldn't hear. It was just too low for me to hear. I was getting pissed off at the whole thing, honestly.
Well, that means that they probably have to tell you if you're eligible for anything.
No. I was eligible because it kept, I don't know. It was just a mess. I know I was eligible. That's all I know. Because it was,
well, wait a minute.
It was
how do you know you're
right
if you're eligible, then why can't you just take the card and go and use it?
Because the guy who was the help desk, the guy from the help desk, said to me, your whole thing is activated. It's just not been applied properly, and you don't know the amount yet.
Oh, well, then they didn't put anything in there yet.
Exactly. That's exactly
they
what
they have to
said.
Tell you when,
everything
something
will
be and how much it'll be.
Exactly what he said.
Yeah.
But he said, I have to contact the worker. Now, the worker's not there. Every time I called, there was no. It was really funny.
Well, are they on vacation or what? What did they tell you?
Possibly. I'm thinking that
know.
More
you,
than anything.
I would try to get the director.
Supervisor
of the center,
something. How could supervisor. I when I. It kept. My phone number kept directing me to the damn.
Well,
you know.
You got to think the way Joe would think.
I know. Keep
he would know how to bust the system.
I know.
Oh, and now
it's busting it. Yeah.
That reminds me because my phone, my free phone that I don't have anymore because I have to upgrade now, that's tied into my food stamp thing. I can't get information on any other phone but that one. So how do I do that now?
Yeah. See?
You have to call
the
center and try to talk to somebody at an upper management position.
Yeah. Like, we do that all the time for the most part, but this thing was frustrating me to no end because I couldn't hear some of it, so it was really even more frustrating me even more, you know? So that,
oh,
that was
yeah.
the main
this whole system
problem.
Is...
Yeah.
How many places you call, you leave messages, nobody gets back, or you think
of
anybody?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, and that's the real, real frustrating thing. You sit there and you're like, you feel like you're like, you're second class.
Yeah,
I don't know if you feel the same way, but that's how I feel.
I know. We'll call you back into here, you know?
Yeah, right. Next year sometime.
It's not a system that's set up to help us. It's a system that's set up to give them a job.
So mm-hmm. I agree with that. I hate to say
that's,
it, but I
that's
do.
That's what it is. That comes first.
That yep. does.
And they have
that's
the
true.
Job because of us.
That's
remember that?
True.
It wasn't for us. Mm-hmm. If you didn't have that card and that eligibility, they wouldn't have a job, would they?
That's true.
No. Mm-hmm.
Well, there it is.
But it was so bizarre. Every single time I called and I tried pressing numbers, my phone number would, like, you know how Joe used to tell us how to press the numbers and what to do? It would. It was so frustrating. It would direct me straight back into the system with my phone number and back to my caseworker's desk. It was so frustrating, Frank. Mm. Very
well, you said you spoke to someone and he couldn't tell you what was
no,
in
no, that
room.
Was a different desk. And he told me to I had to call that other area. So now, it's frustrating because you sit there and you're like, you know, you don't know what to do else, you know.
You should have told them it's an emergency. I need emergency help.
I did tell them that.
Yeah.
He says, you got to call tomorrow morning immediately, tomorrow morning. I said, that's what I did. I called in the morning. I called in the afternoon. I called the whole day freaking long. Well, after I spoke with you, let's put it that way. I got to be fair. That's
well, you don't know if this person's on vacation or what.
I think that's the case. I couldn't hear it well. That you'd think that they would make it where people who have a hearing problem could hear it. I couldn't hear it well for the life of me.
Wow.
Yeah, the craziness of the system.
Yeah.
Mm. You know.
I mean.
Horrible.
Yeah.
All right. In the site, open mic. Anybody out there want to talk about anything at all? 213-816-1650. Maureen, you have anything else you want to talk about?
No, I guess not. I guess I'll let somebody else have a chance if they want to get on and talk.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to put you on hold to listen if you'd like.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Mary,
okay.
Feel there better.
Take care, feel better. I put her on mute. All right. Thank you for calling.
All right, around the world, Inner Sight Advocates for the Disabled, and we have any other callers?
Yes, we do now have Marlene. She wants to talk. Here she goes.
All right. All right, live on Inner Sight, Massachusetts.
Hey, Marlene.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how you doing, girl?
Hey.
I heard some good news today.
Oh, yeah.
I heard you
I was
doing
gonna
a
surprise
kick line.
I was planning on calling in and surprising you with the news right now, Suzanne.
I heard, though, before you could say it, we speak with each other. You forget? But you
what?
Tell me. You can tell me everything. You could tell me everything. Tell everybody. It's better.
Well, tell everybody. In the world.
Yeah.
I started physical therapy today.
Yay.
Did I just hear you say yay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I started physical therapy and I did real good.
I know, I heard. Heard good.
Yeah,
how do you feel about it?
You know how I feel, and I told the physical therapist, physical therapist and the occupational therapist who were here this. I said that I feel happy for the first time. I feel motivated.
That's great. That's awesome.
Motivated.
Yeah.
Because, you see, I saw something for my struggles, you know what I mean? I saw improvement. I saw results.
Right.
And
what
that was only after a few. That was only after a few minutes.
Wow.
So
that's awesome.
You know, we're trying to like stretch my legs, and they responded right away. So it told her and I, you know, I mean, I said to her, you know, it showed me that even though I know I'm pretty bad, I can still improve.
Right.
You know, it was like my, well, this is kind of embarrassing on live radio, Suzanne. But
say what
you know,
it
showed that my
with.
Legs are like, because my hips are gone.
Right.
You know, my legs are like locked together. You know what I mean? Like,
right,
like,
I know what you mean.
My knees and my
contracted
legs are touching.
Right, right. I get it.
Well, she tried to get her hand in between. And,
oh, okay.
You know what I mean? And that's what she was trying
to
do.
Yeah, and
you
it felt uncomfortable a little. Right, right.
Well, it really didn't hurt that much. It didn't.
Oh, see?
But what hurt more was when she was trying to, you know, push them, and she was digging into my leg bones. That's
oh.
what hurt. That's what hurt more than my hips.
Right, right.
And then, you know, she got them separated, and every time she went back to try to stretch them a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more, she got more room in between my legs, if you know what
oh,
I mean.
Oh, that's okay. That's good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which she said shows, well, it shows that at least I have something left in my hips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know
so
you discovered
that your muscles are still there and they need to be used
yeah.
and they're crying out to be used.
Yes, they are. Your body's crying
that's,
out, I'd say.
What that's all about.
But she also, and you'll probably understand this, Frank, she also put her hand behind the back of my leg. You know where your, how do I explain this? In the middle, like not, like between the back of the thigh, like a little bit above the knee, but underneath, like in the middle.
Right.
And
yeah.
she said she was trying to loosen up my tendon.
Oh, yeah.
My tendon.
Yeah. What
yeah.
they call that the popliteal space.
Yes, I know exactly where that
because
is.
Because
right
my tendons are, my
where,
tendons
where you
are so
fold
tight.
Your leg. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bring,
she
got to bring some blood in
so,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said my tendons are so tight,
yeah.
you know, from no movement, no mobility.
Right.
She said my
right.
my tendons are so tight that I probably shortened them.
Exactly.
Well, now when the nurse comes in or the aide comes in, you don't like. Now you can kick them. Kick them right in the ass, girl.
There you go.
Say, I'm
well,
getting
not,
out of
not
here,
quite,
you son of a bitch.
Not quite yet.
Not quite yet. Well,
almost.
Not quite
almost,
yet.
She's almost there.
But she was trying to, Frank. She was trying to, like, you know what I mean? Squeeze the tendon, press
yeah.
on it, because she told me that. If you press on it, like if you, and then let go, it loosens up. You know, it loosens up the muscle, the tendon.
It does.
It
I know that.
Brings all the blood there.
Yeah.
That you need.
If you press,
you know,
on the bed, and you press down like with that. Space that's there between, you know, the upper part of your thigh and the lower part of your calf, there's that, you know, of course, there's that empty space where your knee is, you know, of course. You press down ever so slightly, Marlene, you can get a nice stretch, too. I mean, do it
yeah.
lightly. I mean,
well,
you get a, is that what she was talking
I'm waiting
about?
For the, I'm waiting for the big time.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know what I mean
yeah, yeah.
now. I mean,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
waiting for to see it. No, I'm waiting to see if she can do anything with my, well, if anything nice can happen with my legs, with my knees. That's what
oh,
I'm
okay.
praying.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you'll get
I told her that, even if I gained 2 degrees, you know what I mean, straighter than they are, I'd be happy. Just to gain anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At this point, just to gain anything, I'd be happy. If I gained 5 degrees, I'd be overjoyed.
Well, before you know it, you'll be out there dancing on the Red Skelton show.
Red Skelton? That was a long time ago, Frank.
Well, we're going to bring them back. You go out dancing.
I can think of I can think of better places that I would be dancing at.
All right, whatever you want. Don't worry.
You know what I mean by that? Certain people that I like.
You're gonna dance on the doctor's grave and want to take your legs off.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. All right, inner sight. You know, we believe in you, Marlene. We're with
you.
Yes,
we do, big time. I just got a call from Maria, by the way.
You know.
Well, this really got me motivated, so I'm happy.
Oh,
I'm happy.
I'm very happy.
All right, keep it up.
I hope so. I hope.
I'm ecstatic that you're happy. I am. You don't know.
Did you tell Leah what happened?
You should have seen the smile on the PT's face, because she said she was very happy. She was like surprised that
really?
I could even do that. You know what I mean?
Wow,
she was like, I said, you have no idea how you just motivated me, and she said, you have no idea how happy you just made me.
Aww.
Yeah.
That was nice of her. I mean, I thought, you know, that would be making, you know, her day as well as your day. So that's nice. You both really,
yeah.
You know, she seems like a really nice person.
Yeah. Yes, they're young, but they're very nice. They're very, very
nice.
Well,
that's good. You need that, Marlene. You do. You need some people who care. You do. You might not be the best and shiniest of nursing homes, but they really, those two people seem to care so far, you know, so stick
well,
with them.
You know what it is? It's like, it's hard to explain, but they come from a whole, you know what I mean, Suzanne, when I say this.
Yeah, I do.
They come from a different part of the nursing home. You know what I'm saying? A separate, so that they're not like the nurses or the CNAs or the doctors or the,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get what you said.
They're sort of in a world, in a part all their own, and they are
the
professionals.
And, yeah.
Right. And they know what they're doing. I've always found that the PTs, that the rehabilitation is, I don't know how to say this, on a different level, more professional, more classy. You know what I mean? I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean when I say
they're dedicated, above and beyond.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
that's what
they're
it
not
is.
Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, shove you and push you and yank you and pull you.
But you also got to understand, somebody told me this, and this is really very interesting. This is my aide telling me this, okay? She said for my mom to be careful with my mom and do this and that. And this happened to be a, quote, classy nursing home. I'm gonna put that in quotations. I'm not going to say the nursing home. I'm just going to say what, you know, the nursing home is and all of that. The thing is that she was telling me to be careful with my mom, because what was happening is my mom had a problem with hitting back the aides because she didn't know any better, okay? Because she didn't.
Wait,
she was having
a problem with what, Suzanne?
My mom, because she has a problem with you know, dementia, and she hits back when before they started. Basically given
what do you mean hits back? They hit her first?
No.
Oh, my God.
My
that's
mom.
What I thought.
Well,
you
the way you're saying
in other
it,
words,
that they hit her. She hits her back.
My mom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In other words, what you're saying is she hits the AIDS back.
Well,
is that what you're saying?
She hits the AIDS first. No. She hits the AIDS first, and then they basically are in response to her. and they grab your arms or whatever. So that's the problem.
Exactly. Yeah. See, they have no understanding of where she's coming from. They're just seeing an 80 or 90-year-old senile woman who's hitting.
Exactly. And you know what? I was there, and I actually saw it. I came from behind the door, and this CNA didn't expect me. And I said, "Excuse me, what are you doing?" She said, "Well, your mom insists on hitting everybody, and I am not going to take that." Well, I said, "I'm not going to take you hitting my mom." I said, "I wasn't hitting her." I said, "Eh? What do you think that was?" Okay. So
you saw them hit her?
I saw them, raise their arm to prevent her from hitting. So I said, what was that? And she said to me, "I don't want her to hit me." That's what they said. And I just don't want her to hit me. So I just was like, it was borderline, Frank. It wasn't quite, you know, a hit, but yet it wasn't. You know what I'm talking about, Marlene, when it's like in between like being hit and not quite, you know, really, you know what I'm saying? In that sense that it's not a hit, but they can pass it off for, you know, it not being a hit. So you sort of like between a rock and a hard place. You really can't prove it unless.
Well, maybe they ought to change their approach to the person.
They did.
Exactly.
They did. After I said that, I said, "Listen, have you ever tried just talking with her?" Is what I said. And boy, oh boy, did that make a difference. Oh.
Sure, it makes a difference.
I said, "Ma, you've got to sit down and not raise your hand at them. Why are you raising your hand at them? They don't understand. They're pushing me around, like you're saying."
Bingo.
Right?
They're hurting her.
Right.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Right. They're pushing
me around. They walk
into
a damn room and they grab somebody. What the hell kind of crap is that? I'd
hit
them, too.
They don't give you any
respect.
They
that goes on every night. I see it every night in this room.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They should never put their hands on. Excuse me. They should never put their hands on anyone without asking first.
They do that to my mother all the time.
That should be the approach.
Yeah, but they don't do it that way, Frank. They just come in, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am,
that's
outside
one of the
door.
Wrong.
That's right.
Am I right?
One of the things that's wrong with those places.
I should have you on the line, you got, when they change, you know what I mean?
When
they work with the two women in this room, they're in this room with me. They scream their bloody lungs out when they get rolled and they have their diapers changed. Oh, my God.
Yeah, because they're in pain.
Right.
You know, not for nothing. I mean, pain is not easy. And no matter how old you are or how senile you are, it's still pain.
Yeah. Well, inner sight, Marlene, great work. We're proud of you. We got to get out of here.
Thank you very much. Yes.
I want to thank everyone for listening, everyone for calling in, all our guests.
Yes.
And inner sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. The phone number is 631-224-3090. And by the way, we forgot Able News, so go online.
Quickly.
No. Get a free subscription of Able News, the paper on and about the disabled.
Yep.
Angela Melanie is the editor. Able News with inner sight around the world. Thank you for listening, everybody. We'll be with you tomorrow night, and we're going to talk about how our benefits shouldn't be taken from us under any circumstances.
That's right.
Tomorrow night. Inner sight. Inner sight at pmail.com, no attachments, the email, if you want to send us one. Thank you, Inner Sight around the world. We're going to keep on telling it like it is.
Yeah.
And we urge the world to get more Inner Sight and join with us and help us change the system for the better. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. inner sight.
Good night, everyone.